Many viewers were shocked to find that all over the United States, federal food regulators are shutting down businesses, throwing fresh food in the garbage, and raiding families' homes, all because of raw milk. The FDA says that raw milk can contain disease-causing pathogens and needs to be pasteurized for safety. Filmmaker Kristen Canty isn't against government regulation, but she said when it comes to dairy, the FDA is simply corrupt.
The government's coming in and destroying the lives of these farmers. No one has ever gotten sick from any of the products that these raided farmers have provided. They've destroyed their livelihood. In some cases, they've taken cash, they've taken computers, they've taken cell phones, they've taken the infrastructure of their business, they've made them dump product, they've made them dump food. In an economy right now where there's people starving and there's more people on food stamps than have ever, you know, been on food stamps before. It's absolutely a huge injustice and a travesty, and they should be ashamed of themselves.
In Florida, consumers can buy raw oysters, clams, and sushi, but not raw milk. Canty pointed out that people are also permitted to buy alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, but for some reason raw milk is singled out as a serious health hazard. She says that the FDA should put more trust in local communities.
I think that our local farms have always been very well regulated by the town governments, the town board of health, the state department of agriculture, the state's board of health, and they've proven it with those regulations. They've proven themselves to be very safe. As safe as any food. We do have a food safety issue in this country. It is not coming from our local food system.
Canty decided to make the film after stumbling across the website for the Virginia-based Farm-to-Consumer Legal Defense Fund. She became interested when she found out that they represent farmers who have been raided by the government. Pete Kennedy is an attorney for Farm-to-Consumer and said sometimes even state regulations can be just as tough.
Florida standards at this point are more strict than the federal standards, and I think a move is on way to relax them and get them equal with the federal standards so more farmers will be able to slaughter and process poultry on the farm.
The film focused mainly on farm shutdowns in states like Georgia and Maryland, but Florida dairies have also faced closure. Tampa raw milk producer Pam Lunn said she was almost shut down at a St. Pete farmer's market for selling raw milk, but Pete Kennedy helped save her business.
And I called them, and within 30 seconds, Pete called me back. He had me back up and running within the week. Legally, I had all my I's dotted, all my T's crossed, I had all my licensing. They couldn't tell me where I could sell it. They could tell me yes or no I could sell it, but they couldn't tell me where. And because I had all the proper licensing, all the proper labeling, they couldn't stop me.
Lund said that her operation is small enough that it's much easier for her to maintain quality control than with factory-size operations.
Well, if you're running a small operation, you know the health of your animals. You touch them every day. You see them every day. And you only have a few of them to look out for. If you're running 600-800 cows, you don't know what kind of diseases they have. You can't stay on top of one being sick.
And Kristen Canty said that factory farms and slaughterhouses don't exactly have glass walls.
When there's a huge corporation, you're usually locked out of that. There's usually fences and cameras and keep out signs, and so you can't see what you're buying. You really have no idea. And the government isn't making them put correct labels on the foods either.
Pam Lunn makes several different dairy products ranging from raw milk to yogurt and cheeses, but Florida law states that she can only sell her products if they are marketed as pet food.
We have to sell it labeled for pet consumption only. What people do with it once they get home, I can't control. Just like if someone would buy a can of dog food and made it into spaghetti like we used to do in college. We can't control that, what they do.
A Brooksville company called Green Acre Organics will have to change its name since it opted not to be a certified organic grower. One employee, Gina Cavaliero, is more concerned that her innovations in farming may need different regulations altogether.
And the main problem is that everything that is in regulation terms, it applies to soil-grown agriculture. It does not apply to alternative forms like what we're doing, which is hydroponic essentially, but via fish. So we're looking at changing those laws. We want to go after the government and say, hey, you need to recognize that there's alternative agriculture and we need rules that apply to it instead.
Despite problems that small farmers face, about a dozen organic growers gave away samples of their food, including new dairy, without a hitch. Reporting from Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton.